Aidan Carrick. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning. How are you?
Have you any cats or dogs at home?
I don't. And I've been reading about the damage that cats can do to our local biodiversity. So I don't think I'll be taking one of those kittens.
We have a little cat, William, at home, but he's grand. He doesn't do too much damage, I don't think. It's lovely to see you. First time meeting you. Well, I think I've met you before at an event, but nice, lovely name. E-A-D-A-O-I-N. Aidan is how it's pronounced. Executive Chairperson of Cantec Group, and we're going to talk about Cantec in a few minutes, and you have just been appointed as the new President of Waterford Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How do you feel?
I feel honoured, privileged. I feel like there's a year of hard work ahead of us, but I'm looking forward to it.
Tell me a little bit about yourself first. You're from Dublin originally?
That's right. I'm from Dublin originally, and when I was 11, the family moved to Cork, so I did my teenage years in Cork. So, yeah, I'm still a big fan of Cork. When I was 20 then, I moved back to Dublin to take up a job in the civil service. That is where I met my husband, Mick. And we lived in Dublin for a couple of years and had a couple of kids. And when the children were small, we decided that actually it might be a good idea to get out of Dublin. And we got the opportunity to decentralise with the land registry, now called Tailte Éireann. But we made the big move. Matthew was 2.5 and Jessica was only 2.5 weeks old, if you can imagine. So they're, although they were born in Dublin, they're Waterford through and through, having gone to school and everything. They, of course, have since moved away because that's what our...
So, Mick, were both of you working in the land registry or...?
Yes, we were. Well, right. We were actually working in different departments, but we moved into the land registry in order to decentralise.
So we got taken in. And this was part of the big push that went on. Charlie McCreevy, I think, was the person who instigated to decentralise certain departments.
Yeah, there was throughout the 90s, there were a lot of buildings moved around, a lot of departments moved parts of their bits around the country. And it just gave the facility for people who were from the provinces or not even from the provinces but wanted to get out of Dublin, gave them the opportunity to work elsewhere. So, you know, it worked to a degree.
Mm, yeah. And the Land Registry is a very good employment in Waterford and the location of it there. So it's been great. And it's obviously been great for you and for Michael and your family. And you've made Waterford your home now. So it's wonderful. And when did you move into Cantec?
So I... took a career break from the civil service because you never want to cut your ties. But my parents had moved to Waterford. They were already in Waterford. They had moved from Cork to Waterford in 94 to open the business. In the summer of 2000, I walked into the showrooms on the quay and I said to my mum, I hear you're buying a warehouse out in the business park. I was just wondering, do you need more staff? And she looked at me and said, oh, do you want to come work for us? So I didn't have to go through that traditional interview route. But, you know, having lived away from home and started my own family, I hadn't lived at home for nearly 10 years at that stage. It was a big deal for me to move into the family business. My brother had already been working there for 5 years. So, yeah, me and Mum and Dad and Greg all got to work together.
Mum and Dad's names?
Shay and Gráinne Tuohy.
And Greg, a lot of people would know as well. And I know him from Galtier and he's involved with different sporting organisations as well. So how was it? How was working in that family environment?
Like everything, I was nervous going in, but I just got on with it. And it was great in the end because it afforded a certain amount of flexibility with regard to, you know, the kids were kind of starting school and coming out of childcare, starting school. You got your half days, your school holidays, all that kind of stuff. So while I had to work every day, you know, as normal, if there was school collections to be done, you were facilitated that. And there wasn't as much of the family-friendly stuff around, particularly in civil service at that time in the early 2000s. It's definitely improved. But at that time, it was, for me, it was for family-friendly reasons. And then it went on to be much more than that. So it was a good move for me.
Very good. For people that don't know, how many people in Cantec and what does Cantec do?
Well, when I started in 2000, there were 7 of us. There's now nearly 50. So we have about 20 based here in Waterford, which is our HQ, but the rest are dotted around the country. And the reason for that is because we offer a nationwide managed print service, which effectively we look after people's printers and their printing infrastructure within their businesses. And so we have technicians on the ground. You have to be with near your customers in order to get there fast to clear jams and all that kind of stuff. So, it has grown quite substantially. My parents continued working in it up until around 2011, 2013, when they reached retirement age, and then they bowed out. And myself and Greg and our Limerick business partner, Dara, we came together and organised a management buyout. So they were able to take the money and run, and we were able to keep going.
That's brilliant. It's great, yeah. And again, those relationships, because most businesses, we did the Best of Waterford Awards last week, and people talk about people businesses. It is. It's about getting on with people. It's about if you have a little row with somebody, whether it be your brother or your mother or somebody that's not related to you, clearing the air, respecting people, all those different dynamics.
Yeah, absolutely. And in a family business, you kind of have it both ways, in that you can have an absolute blazing row and then 5 minutes later, you know, it's like it never happened, you know. And I suppose the other staff kind of see that a little bit. I would definitely have more rows with my family members than I would ever have with people, my colleagues that I work with, you know.
And do they step back? They say, oh, leave them at it now. Don't.
Yeah. Here they go again. but it's been great over the years, and it has really helped me and Greg bond, actually, because although we're only 2 years apart in age, we didn't really know each other that well as kids, because, you know, he went to a boys' school, I went to a girls' school, he played rugby, I hung around with other boys. we've worked really, really well. He's very much been front of house as a salesman, and he's the CEO now. And I was very much back office, stayed behind the PC and got on with the actual work of the do-to-do. So we complemented each other very well, and we've gone on to build it as best we can.
And that's brilliant, because you do hear of family, I suppose, businesses, and difficulties can arise. And I know Greg a little bit, because I helped, and we helped organise a building an Astro out in Galtier. And the little that I know about him, he's a very straight guy. He's straight up. This is what we'll do. Let's do it, and let's move on, and, you know, let's get things done.
Yeah.
And that's a lovely attitude. And this is my first time meeting you, as I said, properly, and I'm getting that from you as well.
Well, thank you very much. I think he definitely has... He has more of an outward character, I would think, but he's extremely optimistic. He is glass half full all the time, and he's so full of energy. He bounds into the office and he just makes the place fun place to work. You know, this is one of the things that we try to foster, the culture in the business, that it's not like, you know, an old workhouse or something. We really, you know, you come to work, you spend so much time in work, you have to enjoy it, you know, and we spend time with each other and we have to like each other, and so we try to make it a nice environment for everybody who
comes. That's brilliant. Yeah. It's been a wonderful success story, and well done, and continued success there. And
thank
I know some
much.
People there were just talking off air about Paul and Stephen and others, and the very best of luck with everything. Have you plans to maybe expand a little bit more, or are you just taking it?
Yeah, no, we're growing all the time. There's a few irons in the fire now. Can't say too much until things are signed up. But we're very ambitious. But I'm obviously taking a little bit of time out now over the next year to spend a bit of time on some Waterford Chamber work. But, you know, only through the growth of the business have I been able to afford that time, because we have just great people working now, and it's people that I can rely on and trust to get on with the work while I disappear off to meet people like you.
So the Chamber of Commerce, a lot of people would know what constitutes the Chamber. It's very strong in Waterford and has a great tradition, a very loyal, and goes back centuries. So how do you feel about becoming president of the Chamber?
I feel very honoured and privileged. I'm following in the footsteps of some really great people, some wonderful Waterford business people and academics, and it's a challenge, but it's not a challenge that I feel I'm not up for. I want to make a go of it. I feel that Waterford needs to be represented strongly as the principal economic driver of the Southeast region. The region is very important to me, because a city can't stand on its own. It's all about the population in the hinterland as well. So that's going to be the focus for the year. It's amazing. The chamber claims, the AGM last night was the 238th AGM. I was reading a little bit of the history, and there's minutes and stuff that go back hundreds of years. It's incredible. So, you know, to be part of that is great.
It is. It's a great honour and the very best of luck with it. So have you any specific goals? Because, again, there's only so much you can do in a year. But there are office staff and there's executives there, sort of permanent staff. So what little things would you like to do or big things would you like to do?
Well, I speaking on a regional basis, I would like to bring the chambers from all the other counties in the Southeast region together and maybe start some sort of a forum where we're collaborating and coming up with ideas together and focusing on the sort of policy lobbying that we want to do. So the chamber has a number of remits. One of it is getting the members together to network, to educate and train. But one of the very important things that they do is this lobbying to government to try and make sure that funding, government funding, is funneled in our direction. And we know that there's a bit of a deficit there compared to other regions. So we want to address that.
And there are so many positive things happening in Waterford at the minute. Obviously, the North Quays will be completed probably in the next 12 months, sections of it nearly done already. There's other developments then in terms of greenways and different matters. The airport, obviously, is still on people's agenda.
Absolutely. There's me saying absolutely. yes, the North Quays is very exciting. You know, not everybody agrees with the design of it, but what it will do is it will bring more people living within the city region, which will bring more footfall into the city centre. Footfall in the city centre is absolutely imperative for retail. Retail is struggling, and retailers, there's lots of different reasons for retail to be struggling, but one of it is that we need to get the people into the city. So having people living on the doorstep is part of it. You know, stretching the city out to the other side of the river is really important. I think the river itself could be such a massive, you know, resource for us, and we kind of have been turning our back on it for a long time. So we need to refocus and look at that river and see what we can do with it. There's lots of development that could be done along there to bring more people in, you know, from a tourism point of view, even from a commuting point of view. One of my colleagues on Chamber has this marvellous idea about all the kids that live along the Dunmore Road coming into school in Newtown and De La Salle and Water Park. You know, if we could get them off the road, what if we had some battery-operated water taxis coming from, you know, the Ballygunner direction, a couple of stops along the way, and dropping them off literally on the school doorstep? How wonderful would that be? So, you know, we have to think about these. You have to, as David McWilliams would say, cathedral thinking. There's no point in thinking about today and tomorrow. Not that there's no point. You do have to think about today and tomorrow. But you need to think also really far in advance. One of the other initiatives the Chamber is working on at the moment is a vision for Waterford in 50 years' time. So Waterford 2075. And that's just, you know, imagining what the city might be like in 50 years' time with, you know, more than twice the population. And if it's going to be that big, how will it work? You know, and in order to get it to work, we need to start thinking about that infrastructure now. So, you know, that's very exciting.
Some politicians think about, obviously, the next election, and then some better politicians think about the next generation and all those cliches that go with that. So I love what you're saying. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you.
And if you have to boss Greg around a little bit now because of your position, that's okay. I'll let you do that, okay?
It's okay.
And I know you want to thank everybody as well, your family and friends.
Yeah. I wouldn't be here without Mick, my kids, Matthew and Jessica, my parents, Shane and Grania, but the whole team at Cantec, wonderful, wonderful team that we have, and the Chamber team as well, great.
Aideen, congratulations. We'll talk to you in the next few weeks or months on anything you need to do or come back to us, let me know, please, okay? Aideen Carrick, who is the new president of Waterford Chamber of Commerce, thank you very much.
Thank you.